IWMP 260 P255 May 22, 2026 Setup Analysis. Put credit spread entered the 22nd of April 2026 at 9:50 Central. Second trade in the live Tasty Trade account after QQQ. This is a bull put spread on IWM, the iShares Russell 2000 ETF. It's a textbook shaped setup, small, defined risk, entered at a reasonable IV level with a mechanical exit plan. The only thing worth flagging up front is that the expected value on this trade is thin, positive, but not what it would have been at a tighter delta. The setup: sell the $260 put, buy the $255 put, both expiring May 22, 2026. 30 days to expiration, $5 wide. The credit was 70 cents, or $70 per contract. After $2.25 in commissions and fees, net premium collected is $67.75. Max profit is that $70, or $67.75 net, and max loss is $430, which is the $500 with minus the $70 credit. Buying power reduced by $432.25. Now the walkthrough. On Delta. The short 260 put filled at negative 20. That's at the top edge of the 16 to 20 Delta sweet spot, inside the band, but at the aggressive end. IWM was trading at $276.59 at the moment of fill, so getting to $260, where the short strike lives, requires about a 6% drop in the Russell 2000. Not the base case over 30 days, but not tail risk either. On implied volatility, IVR was 46.5, above the 30 threshold, which is the minimum bar for selling premium. Not stellar. Anything in the 60-plus zone is where premium selling really pays. The IVX itself, at 26.9%, means the market's pricing in about a $14.50 one standard deviation move in IWM over 30 days. The $260 short strike sits $16.58 below spot, a little more than one standard deviation away. On probability, Tasty Trade's calculator at fill showed probability of profit at 80% and P50, the probability of being able to close at 50% of max profit at 87%. On expected value, here's where I need to be careful. The pre-trade analysis showed plan-adjusted EV of positive $9.92 per contract, but that was computed against the 16 Delta template at 67 cents credit. The actual fill was at 20 Delta and 70 cents credit. Rerunning the scenario tree with the correct template, 20 Delta managed exits, yields plan-adjusted EV of positive $2.31 per contract. That's $2.31 on $430 of risk, or about 0.54% expected return per trade. Still positive, but the scenario tree flags it. Break-even probability needed is 80%. Actual win probability is 80%, meaning only the bucket structure, the difference between a managed exit win and a stopped-out loss, keeps us positive. Small assumption errors flip it negative. The warning from the scenario tree reads, positive EV but thin, size small assumption errors flip this negative. I took the trade anyway, at one contract, because the exposure is already small relative to account size. $430 on a $5,000 account is about 8.6% of capital, and because a positive EV trade with a mechanical exit plan is still better than waiting for a tighter setup that may not come. On what could go wrong, IWM has no single name earnings risk. It's an ETF holding a basket of small caps, so no one company's report moves it materially. The main risk is a broad small cap sell-off. If the Russell drops 4 or 5% quickly, Delta on the 260 put will expand and the spread will widen against me. That's what the stop loss is for. On management, three exit triggers. Close at 50% of max profit, that's a spread mid at or below 35 cents. Close at 2x stop loss, that's a mid at or above $1.40, and a hard time stop at 21 days to expiration, which is May 1st. If the position is sitting in the middle of the range at the time stop, close anyway. Gamma risk is not compensated in the final 21 days. Overall read, IVR acceptable, Delta at the aggressive edge of the zone, EV positive but thin, mechanical exit plan in place, size is small, trade placed. Monitoring from here.